Giving directions to McDonald's when I'm braced for a mugging is stranger than the Eritrean boy asking the question outside Clifton Hill Station. The skinnier for baggies, he's hopping a skip across three lanes following my hand. No way to countermand him. No way he'd stay for the whole story. The ghosts of spray can gangs who tag the length and breadth of the subway are benign, I tell him. There'll be the odd gutter crawler in front of the House of Love. Keep walking. The garage will be closed, but in summertime a gaggle of mechanics will punt a football in the road there. One missing his mark is bound to call an Eritrean to kick it back. Ignore them. Continue to a far-flung franchise of the American dream. Once it was the dull red brick of the United Kingdom pub, where the last of the blessed aged quicker than most on Victoria Bitter. Now it's the McDonald's of this convergence of worlds, in whose vicinity I'm more or less lost.